Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you to dial toll-free should you like to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. It's 855-450-3733. The us includes me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Cantwell.
And we've been talking about repealing prohibition, and hopefully we'll see that happen sometime in our lifetimes. But at the very least, we might see it happen with cannabis prohibition sooner rather than later. Also, somewhat of a discussion of jury nullification, and plus, still to come, civil forfeiture. Asset forfeiture was another topic of discussion today at the State House here in New Hampshire, where we happen to be, which I think all of these are very interesting issues to talk about on the radio wave, so we can continue those discussions here in moments. But there is some news worthy of discussion as well, and there's a piece here from DailyCaller.com, which ties into our discussion about ending prohibition, where Jonah Bennett, one of their reporters, writes the following: "The growth of the U.S. marijuana industry has devastated drug cartels in Mexico, evidenced by fewer seizures of cannabis at the border and, according to Mexican security forces, a drop in total homicides and domestic marijuana production rates. Mexican drug cartels are finding it difficult to compete in the cannabis market, not only in terms of price, but also quality, given that the U.S. industry is starting to label products according to THC content. According to CNBC, and the ArcView Group, a cannabis research firm, says the marijuana industry in the U.S. grew 74% in just 1 year, up from $1.5 billion in 2013 to $2.7 billion in 2014.
Of course, that's a whole lot of money.
Yeah, and of course, that's since the legalization happened in Colorado and Washington. And of course, as you may know, if you've been paying attention to the issue, I believe it was Alaska and Oregon who passed legalization in this most recent 2014 election, if I'm recalling correctly on that.
It's news to me, but I wouldn't be surprised.
You hadn't heard that?
I had not heard
that. I know that Alaska did. I can't remember if it was Oregon. It was Colorado and Washington.
Colorado and Washington in 2012.
Oh, and D.C. Didn't D.C. do something as well?
D.C. did, but I believe the Congress somehow put the kibosh on that. I'll have to dig that one up again.
That'd be an absolutely hilarious thing to see happen, that the federal government still has marijuana banned, but the D.C. government...
That's what happened.
That's amazing.
The D.C., I think it was a... Was it a ballot measure? If I say anything at this point, it's speculation. I know we talked about it at the time, and I just don't remember all the details. But everything that goes to ballot, or even anything that's passed by the D.C. City Council, has to go in front of Congress for final approval.
Right.
And I think they somehow stood in the way of that. However, I don't believe they stood in the way of decriminalization in D.C., which was also something that was put on last year. That went through. That was one of those things where the Congress just let it go. They didn't say anything about it, and it just went through. So technically, as from what I recall, cannabis is decriminalized in Washington, D.C.
That's amazing. So basically, because I mean, I'm pretty sure that it's still, even a small amount of marijuana is still a big deal under federal law. And
unless you're on federal property. So if you're, if you're at a federal park in D.C., then you could be in some big trouble if you've got cannabis there. But if you're on just kind of the D.C. city property, then you should be all right. Although if you get arrested by a federal agent, then maybe that'll change things. It's kind of a murky situation there in D.C. But nonetheless, the numbers are interesting here as far as marijuana legalization. Because it is legal, that means that, well, you can actually gather statistics. You can gather meaningful statistics about how much pot's being sold, at least in the above ground market. Again, we still don't know. Again, this is $2.7 billion in 2014. We still don't know how much you know, illegitimate or underground sales there were in
Colorado. Let's say illegal, because I wouldn't say they're illegitimate. A sale between consenting adults is perfectly legitimate.
Well, that's true, unless you want to use the definition of legitimate that has to do with legal, in which case...
True. That's a different matter.
Marijuana from Mexico, on the other hand, is often mass-produced in less than ideal conditions, with no guarantee as to the safety of the product. Advocates, by the way, there's...
except that there's never been a problem with the safety of the product to speak of.
The question of safety is with the people who are growing and moving and transporting the product, not the product itself.
Yeah, the risk is to the people who are the dealers and the producers, for sure. But the product itself, the only question has been quality from Mexico, and that's kind of the main source of mid-grade cannabis, which is something that is fairly popular and ubiquitous in prohibition zones. But once cannabis gets legalized, I don't think you can go into one of these cannabis shops and buy mid-grades. I just don't think that exists. If it does, and you're in Colorado or Washington, let me know. I'd be curious to find out if you can actually go into any store anywhere and purchase mid-grades.
You can barely,
and what does it cost?
Yeah, you can barely buy regular weed in New York at this point. Like, I was surprised
really?
To find... Yeah, I mean, not that I tried that hard. I don't smoke weed anymore, but it was sometime during, like, the mid to late 90s, the market there started changing, that people had sort of realized, like, I can carry this weight of product and make this much money, or carry the same weight of product and make a whole lot more money for the same potential penalty, mm-hmm. right?
You see, that was the opposite of what I found in Keene, New Hampshire. I found that people wanted to sell headies for their egos, and so as a result of which, they would be willing to make a little bit less profit selling headies than I was selling middies. Because middies is not a high prestige field. It's working man's weed. And headies, you know, you get, oh, it's blueberry kush this week, and you get to be all cool. So people like that.
But there was a certain amount of, like, the, you know, super high premium weed, right? But, like, I don't know, is hydro, you know, is what we were called.
That's a generic term, right?
I feel so old. Like, I'm like, what do you kids call it now?
Well, they have different terms, but in Florida, where I'm from, it was called chronic. So all the high-end, high-test stuff, which they up here in New England call headies, down in Florida, where I was from, it was chronic. But if you left the Sarasota-Bradenton region, if you moved to Tampa, they might call it something different up there. You were in Tampa, right, Rich?
Yeah, but I didn't smoke weed then, so
I couldn't
tell you what they called it. Yeah, I quit while I was still in Ann Arbor.
Because I heard different slang terms for the high-quality weed from different areas of just Florida. So there's regional terms.
New Hampshire, we've got four grades, basically, which is you have middies, you have outdoor, you have indoor, and you have headies.
See, I've never even noticed that here in New Hampshire. I've only ever noticed two different grades, which is middies and headies.
Yeah, outdoor and indoor are both kind of rare. They tend to be underpriced for their quality, but they're not as sexy, so a lot of times the dealers will smoke that because they get more high for their buck that way, but it's harder to sell. That's what I did. I smoked a lot of indoor and outdoor, and I mostly sold middies and headies.
In my experience back in New York, it was when I was a pothead, my pot had seeds in it. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
I like when they started selling hydro. Hydro didn't have seeds in it, and I was like, "Well, what? How are you growing it without seeds? This is Monsanto bioweapon pot. What are you people doing?" And
science.
But when that started happening, what it was is this is not stuff that's coming in bricks from Mexico. This is actually, if you chat people up enough, if you get to know the people who are in that scene, you can actually find the guy who's growing it.
Yeah.
And what happened was the guy who were growing it realized, like, well, I can get more money for my pot if I create better pot, and they kept on improving their process. Now, my understanding would be that all of your headies, your high-grade premium weed, would be grown hydroponically and indoors. I don't think there's a great deal.
Not necessarily. The difference between weed with seeds and weeds without seeds is seeds come from female plants that have been fertilized, and they are fertilized by the presence of male plants.
It's true.
Now, if you're growing outdoors, you can kill all of your males And if there isn't somebody else growing pot nearby, you might end up with sensimilia, which is Spanish and means without seeds.
Correct. So you have to eliminate the males before they,
You have to eliminate the male pollen, and that's difficult to do reliably.
The marijuana industry is misandrist.
We'll come back with more here in moments. The story, again, from Daily Caller, is that the drug cartels are having a tough time competing with the legal marijuana market. 855-453 is the toll-free number. It's Free Talk Live.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite. The stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweet Pea and Daisy the Dynavite for cats, I did add a little bit of the liquor chops, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, you know, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called, the treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
They're just running through the house. They're playing. My Sweet Pea will walk in front of me. She'll stop where she's at, drop and roll onto her back, and then expect me to rub her belly. Just like a kitten. Daisy and Sophie have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish they would make a product for us humans to give us the same amount of energy and gunk that Dynavite for cats are given for my cats. The phone number is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. The story from DailyCaller.com saying the drug cartels are having a tough time competing already, even though cannabis is illegal in 46 out of the 50 states. They're taking a dent due to the legal markets in Colorado and Washington. So we'll continue that story here in a moment. Also, you've heard about Bitcoin and blockchains, or maybe you haven't. Maybe you're totally new to the Bitcoin thing. Either way, whether you're an expert or you are a total noob, you want to come to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference, because that's where you can learn all kinds of cool stuff in the Bitcoin world. There will be the movers and shakers, great keynote speakers like George Gilder, who is a world-famous investor, economist, and author, plus IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Simbala Nair, will be flying in from India. Also, other great speakers, including Jason King, David Johnston, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, and Charlie Shrem, plus more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, and you can learn more about the event. Again, it's March 28th and 29th at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. Plus, they'll be featuring the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. If you want a glimpse into the future, going even beyond Bitcoin, you'll want to be in Austin March 28th and 29th. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, and when you get your tickets, if you use code FTL, you'll save $25 off, which, by the way, the regular admission price is $150, which is already a pretty good price for a convention. And so knock $25 off of that by using code FTL, and another $25 will go to Sean's Outpost, which is a great Bitcoin-based charity that helps the homeless in Florida. So TexasBitcoinConference.com, use code FTL, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. Mark and I are going to be broadcasting live. We were there last year, and it was a great event. Looking forward to being there again this year. Now they're actually moving the location to downtown Austin, which I think is going to take it to the next level. Again, it's March 28th and 29th, TexasBitcoinConference.com. So we're talking about the legal marijuana industry. According to the ARC View Group, ARC View, a cannabis research firm, the marijuana industry in the U.S. grew 74% in just 1 year, up from $1.5 billion in 2013 to $2.7 billion in 2014. According to the story,
$2.7 billion not going into the hands of criminal organizations.
That's right. Well, a portion of it's going into criminal organizations' hands, which is
the government.
Yeah. So I would imagine of that $2.7 billion, there's probably a good billion at least that's going into the government's hands.
Yeah.
But marijuana from Mexico, on the other hand, they say here in the article at DailyCaller.com, is often mass-produced in less than ideal conditions. Most of it's grown outdoors in Mexico, and it comes across the border usually in bricks because, you know, it takes up space, and the idea is you want to compress it down and to take up as little space as possible, especially when you're trying to smuggle it. So, you know, if it's bricked, it's not worth as much. Now, there's different grades of mid-grades, which is typically what comes from Mexico. Some of them, they aren't as bricked in that there's more, I guess, of a more buddy-looking appearance to them. That tends to sell for more than the kind of hard-bricked, really, really compressed stuff. But you don't tend to see the high-grade cannabis coming in from Mexico. That's stuff that's being grown typically locally in the United States. Sometimes it comes across from Canada as well. Some smugglers do manage to bring it across the border there.
I do think there's a good amount of it, especially up here in the Northeast. I think we're getting a good deal of our imported weed
from Canada.
I remember.
I knew someone who would hike it across the border.
We were talking about my old school pot with seeds in it, but yeah, it would come. You know, if you manage to separate a bud from a brick, the bud would be all flattened out and just squished, and it was just so
full of seeds.
So yep. Visually unappealing. I mean, aside from the quality of it to smoke it, it was just squashed and didn't look very good at all. And then when they started coming out with the hydro and the primo weed, and it had the crystals on it, and it was all like fun to look at.
I got a pound one time that was... It was tiny. It was like a quarter of the usual size of brickweed. And
Oh my
Every
God.
Single bowl tasted like seed because they'd compressed it so much that they squeezed all of the oil out of the seeds and into the bud, so you couldn't clean it and make it taste good.
I almost gave
that stuff away. It was
horrifying.
I lost
Did
a lot
Did you sell
of
it at cost? I mean, just to get, it out?
I sold it at a very small profit, and then I was lucky right at the end the whole town went dry, so I got rid of the rest of it at full price. But.
So advocates who initially pushed for legalization in Washington and Colorado have argued strenuously in the past that increased access to marijuana in the U.S. would mean a decline in drug-related violence and revenue for the cartels in Mexico. Homicides in Mexico have dropped from 22,000, can you imagine, 22,852 in 2011 down to 15,649 as of 2014. That's a pretty significant drop. I mean, that's 33%.
Yeah, I mean, with 7,000 fewer dead people, I'd say that that's a pretty good boon for an economy.
And that's, I mean, obviously you can't necessarily connect one to the other. It's not necessarily causing
correlation
that.
Does not equal causation, but we could absolutely say that this probably has some effect on it. When there's if they're not having as much incentive, I imagine that they're probably putting their efforts into more lucrative products, right? I mean, they're probably still trying to get their cocaine and their heroin and whatnot over here.
Right.
That's
where a lot of the killings are coming from.
And that's probably where a lot of your drug deaths come from. But there's probably a lot more actors involved in bringing weed up here. I've been watching a thing on Netflix, Gangsters, America's Most Evil, and a lot of it is drug smugglers, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody can go and
really?
Get...
Really? Most Evil? No. Come on!
I'm just telling you the name of the show. I'm not agreeing with the title. But a lot of it is drug smugglers, and what you have is a lot of times where guys in especially the southern states like California will go into Mexico because they can get some ridiculously cheap marijuana hookup and make a killing bringing weed across the border. And this is something that somebody who's not necessarily a huge drug cartel can go and get themselves involved in, but they end up becoming, you know, big drug dealers because their profit margins are so big. And then once they get into big illegal business, and then they've got to kill snitches and do all the horrible things that come with black market activity.
See, that's the thing, is if you get too big, you have to be ready to use force, and that's why I always stayed small.
That's the thing. Once you reach a point where there's something very serious on the line here, I mean, that's going to create an incentive for violence, and that's probably, I imagine that when the profit margins and the opportunity for business is brought down so much by a legal market, that's going to disincentivize getting even involved in that.
And they are moving large amounts. I mean, when these guys are moving pot across the border, they're moving hundreds, if not thousands, of pounds of it at any given time.
Yeah.
So these are big players, and the fact that there is legal markets now is having an effect. It's not a dramatic effect, but it's noticeable.
7,000 people not murdered, I'd say, is a dramatic effect.
Well, but again, that's not
a quarter of their annual, right?
What's that? No,
they usually get about 30,000 people a year killed, right?
The number was 22,852 in 2011. It's now down to 15,649 as of 2014. But a better number to look at is the seizures. That, you know, how much pot are they actually stopping at the border? That's more of an indicator, although still an imperfect one.
Right.
And that's what we're going to hit next with those numbers. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You want to throw your thoughts in? You're welcome to. It's Free Talk Live.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about some interesting numbers as reported by Jonah Bennett at the Daily Caller, dailycaller.com, looking at the last couple of years with legalization happening in the United States, in Colorado and Washington, and comparing numbers from now to prior to legalization. Deaths are down as far as murders in Mexico, ostensible drug-related cartel killings, and also the seizures are down. We'll give you some of the numbers on that coming up here in a moment. Also, want to let you know how to get a free ticket to the Liberty Forum, unless you're Chris Cantwell, in which case you're then banned from the Liberty Forum. But
If you don't like me, Liberty Forum's a good place to be.
I think that.
Well, I love Cantwell, but I'll be at Liberty Forum anyway because it's still a good place to be.
And I would love to see you at Liberty Forum, Chris Cantwell. I understand that they don't want you at their events anymore, and I think that's unfortunate. I hope that can get repealed. I hope that we can reinstate if the free state
repeal on the Cantwell ban.
I guarantee that if you booked a room at the next hotel over, that room would be full all the time, not just the same 10 people, but there would be people going back and forth and saying, I want to hear from Cantwell. I would be willing to go and do a debate with you
on
something.
From the hotel?
Well, they
They managed to.
They can ban him from the hotel if they ask management to. Management will probably do what they're asked. At most, management is losing a truly prodigious bar tab, but yet they're making a very large customer happy. So, yes, they might do that.
I mean,
I think Rogers did do that.
That's exactly what happened at Rogers, that they were threatening to call the police on me if I showed up at the campground.
Of course, they don't have
campground.
A bar, so their interests are different. The hotel has a bar. They want Cantwell.
This is the first year, too, at this new hotel. It's the Manchester Radisson, so it's not going to be in Nashua anymore. The Liberty Forum's moving to the biggest city in New Hampshire. This is the preeminent Liberty Convention. This is a great event to attend. Hundreds of people will be there and all kinds of great big-name speakers. But you can actually get a free ticket, and it's pretty easy to do. All you have to do is email me, ian@freetalklive.com. But you have to meet the qualifications. Qualification number one, you cannot be Chris Cantwell. Qualification number two, you can't be a Free State Project participant. And qualification number three, you cannot live in New Hampshire. So if you are not in New Hampshire yet and you are not yet a Free State Project participant, you qualify to get a free ticket to the Liberty Forum. The only other qualification is you have to agree to attend what is called the FSP Questions Session. It's happening on Saturday during the Liberty Forum. Liberty Forum is happening March 5th through the 8th, so that's Saturday the 7th. It's at noon 30 with Carla Mora, who's like a super activist lady who's awesome. She's a wonderful person, and she is going to field whatever questions people have about the Free State Project. So the idea is get folks who are not yet Free State Project participants, people who are on the fence, they're uncertain, get them to attend this one session in the hopes that maybe you'll be persuaded and they're willing to give you a free ticket in order to do that. So if you want to take advantage of that, just email me, ian@freetalklive.com, and I will get you hooked up. Pretty simple. All right, so let's go to the phones here, actually to the Skype, where we have nobody calling from I have nowhere, no idea where. You're on Free Talk Live, and you're on via Skype.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what are you calling about?
Y'all are talking about jury nullification, but y'all, in past episodes, y'all talked about the concept, a jury basically finding on the facts of the evidence, like, outside of the law, like convicting outside of, you know, the law. Did y'all ever find, like, what the term was for that?
Oh, so we had said a couple of weeks ago we were talking about almost like reverse jury nullification, and that had sort of come up today, where a jury finds you guilty even if the facts don't support your guilt. Is that what you're getting at?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, this is, like we said, this has actually happened to Rich. This is already going on, where the jury says, oh, the state's own expert says that this is not an illegal chemical, and there's no evidence that Rich ever said that he was selling LSD, but we're going to find him guilty of selling a substance purported to be LSD anyway. So, I mean, this is the thing that happens. I'm just going to call it jury nullification. The jury is nullifying the law. It's a negative effect, jury nullification. But this had come up today at the hearing that we were at. When we were at the jury nullification hearing before the legislature today, they had said that, like, well, what if a jury finds a person guilty even though the evidence standard hasn't been met, just because they think it's more than likely guilty? And like I said, first of all, this is already happening, and we do have, in theory, a protection against that, and this is that a judge can and should throw out a case or even a verdict. A judge can't find you guilty if a jury finds you not guilty, but if a jury finds you guilty, a judge can set aside a jury's verdict.
That's true.
A judge absolutely has the authority to do that. They should be doing it all the time, because juries are ignorant, but the judges aren't doing it, and it's unfortunate.
Well, judges are
the other thing
too.
Is there will be no case. What we're fighting for is laws that talk about what the judge can say in court and what the defense attorney can say in court. There's no case under the statute where we've added the ability to have the prosecutor say, you have a right to convict to convict a guy who's innocent. That doesn't exist in any of those jury nullification laws. So I won't say that never goes on, but I will say that it's certainly not jury nullification when it does, nor would it be advanced by any of the bills that we propose.
Well, I would say that today the bill that was proposed, the one that we were looking at, I don't know if you have the exact text here.
I actually do.
But it says it just informs the jury of their right to judge the facts as well as the law of the case, as I believe the language.
Would
you
want me to read it? Here it is.
The facts of the case and its application to the law?
No, well, what you're talking about, Rich, is the current law in New Hampshire. The one that is proposed that we spoke on today says this. In all court proceedings, the court shall instruct the jury of its inherent right to judge the law as well as the facts and to nullify any and all actions it finds to be unjust. The court shall allow the defendant or counsel for the defendant to explain this right of jury nullification to the jury. So what it does is it restores the original language. The law under which that's in effect right now in New Hampshire was originally written like this, but they took the references to nullification out of it prior to it being passed back in 2012, I think it was, when this law was originally passed. And that, to some extent, gutted the original intention of that law. So now it's been reproposed again, and that's what we were talking about. But nobody, you're still on with us here. Your thoughts?
I want to propose that maybe we term it jury reification, which is just to convert something to make it concrete. I think that maybe that would describe what it is. But also,
I would call it jury misconduct.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, this is something we really don't want to even talk about because, I mean, it's not something, an idea you want to put into people's heads, in my opinion.
There's no way to stop a juror from doing it, but I hope they're not.
So y'all are saying, in theory, I guess y'all are just deeming it all inappropriate, it seems. I mean, you're saying that it's inappropriate for the judge, the jury not to judge the merits of the law.
Well, there are some things in the legal system that only go one way. I mean, a defendant can be a guilty defendant can have his case thrown out because of sloppy police work, but they don't get to convict innocent people if they do exceptionally well on their police work. There's things only work a few ways, although I don't know why an innocent man would be in court if they were doing exceptionally well on their police work.
Just to be clear, nobody, on this show, we support the idea of juries judging the law itself, judging and nullifying bad laws, but I don't support a jury convicting someone who's not guilty of whatever that was.
Always.
My thing
unjust.
Is, though, what is the law? What is the law as y'all see it? What is your definition?
That's a strange question. If you want to hang on, I'd like to have you re-ask it so I can get a better grip on it. It's Free Talk Live.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Granger Choice. The Granger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Granger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Granger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/choice or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. More numbers coming up when we get the chance from the Daily Caller report about cannabis and the drug cartels having a more difficult time these days, apparently, even with just two states having legalized cannabis as of 2014. And then, of course, the end of 2014, I believe Alaska and Oregon jumped on board with the legalization train, although I don't know when those go into effect. We'll have to do a little more research into that. But Washington, Colorado, having been legalized now for 2 years there, basically, some interesting numbers to share with you about how it's affecting the drug cartels in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And by the way, you can support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for all of $5 per month. And you get great perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, amp-only Facebook group as well. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. And there's a special bonus for those of you who sign up as Platinum Amplifiers. You will get in on the Elite Platinum-only t-shirt. Or I guess t-shirt's not the right word. T-shirts are not long-sleeved. This is a long-sleeved shirt on what is called a tech fabric, a wicking fabric. This is high-quality product, and it's got a cool word cloud design, which actually takes words from our show descriptions over a certain time frame and turns it into a word cloud. You've probably seen these word clouds on various different websites, for instance, showing you what those sites talk about most often. And so it's a cool design. It's on a fancy fabric, and you can get one for yourself if you're a Platinum Amplifier by March 1st. So you've got less than 2 weeks to get signed up as Platinum or upgrade to Platinum. Maybe you're already an Amplifier at silver or gold levels, and then you have to stay a Platinum Amplifier through at least March 1st, or excuse me, you start by March 1st, and then you stay a Platinum Amplifier through May 1st, and then you'll be qualified to get the cool new amp shirt giveaway. All right, we're back with Nobody. He's on the line calling from somewhere, and you're on Skype. Your question was a little confusing to me right before we went out to break there. Can you kind of rephrase that?
Sure, yeah. Rephrase that. So basically, in a proper, free, voluntary society, like by what standards, principles, and whatnot, would the law be implemented?
I would say, excuse me. So I would say that what we're talking about here, first of all, just to qualify what I'm about to say, what we're talking about is a very unfree society, and we're trying to affect laws to sort of reduce the harm. We're doing some harm reduction when we're attempting to do some harm reduction with jury nullification and that sort of thing. In a free and voluntary society, I imagine that your laws would be I suppose the defining characteristic of them would be that you signed up for those laws or otherwise did not, or you were responding to some kind of threat of force. The only time that you would be able to force somebody would be in response to a threat of force against your person or property.
I like the idea of keeping it simple. Do no harm, honor your agreements. What other laws do
you need? Like the no harm thing, no? Ian, because that gets really convoluted. There are people who think that all types of things are harmful. There are people who think that doing drugs causes harm right now. They're saying it harms the economy because they're going to be a bunch of shiftless losers. Blah, 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 blah. Using heroin is going to not improve the quality of your life. You are going to affect the other people around you. If people don't,
I don't know. There was a guy who called our show saying he was like a weekend warrior with heroin. He was totally productive during the week and just did his heroin on the weekend.
I hope he calls back in 6 months and isn't dead. But, you know, generally speaking, I don't know a whole lot of people who pick up the needle and improve their lives. Okay,
I agree with you.
And, you know, things like education, right? So people go and educate their children, and then that improves the quality of life for other people in that society, right? If people choose not to educate their kids, are they harming society? That's where the whole thing, like, you get this concept of non-harm. A lot of, like, left libertarians will subscribe to the non-harm concept, and that's how you get them turned into social justice warriors and freaking out about everything like that. And it comes from John Stuart Mill's On Liberty, I believe, is the name of the paper. And it's a dangerous concept because harm gets really
convoluted. I see where you're coming
from.
When I say it, though, what I mean is, you know, don't hurt other people, right? Like, you know, don't destroy their property, etc. But I can see how different people would define that differently. What do you think, Rich?
Well, I mean, do no harm is different from do not initiate force. I mean, there are times when you can get paid to do harm in a free society, and it's just fine. If you want to go to a boxing match and harm somebody consensually, that's okay. So I really like don't initiate force better than any other description. The other thing is,
don't initiate force and honor your agreements.
Don't initiate force or fraud.
Yeah. But, I mean, is that even an answer to your question? Or you're asking a larger question of what would the system of law look like? I mean, that's an almost impossible to answer because we don't know exactly how the market would provide those things. We can speculate. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can say that there would be arbitration options out there instead of a government one-size-fits-all monopoly court system. We can say that there might be protection services out there competing in a market instead of a one-size-monopoly government police system. But how all of that would end up exactly looking, it's really hard to predict that.
Right. I guess the point that I want to get to is particularly regarding jury nullification. I guess I feel that in either system, there will be something to the effect of juries. And we would have to decide, you know, in some way, some manner, amongst, you know, the group, amongst the people that are participating or, you know, consenting or whatever. And if I don't have the trust in those people, in my fellow men, in this civilization, this society, then I don't think I have anything at all as far as civilization goes.
I think you've got a pretty good point there. I personally would disagree that you would have juries in a free society. Juries are a thing that governments came up with supposedly as a check on their own power, that you would basically have ordinary citizens who are compelled into a courtroom and asked to find a person guilty, and supposedly the government can't sentence them if they don't. I I personally think that most of your, it depends on how you view the economy dealing with arbitration, right? So you're going to have a situation, I imagine, where if any two people are, say, involved in any sort of business agreement, they're going to have to agree on an arbitrator ahead
of
time.
As part of the contract.
Right. And so that arbitrator might be Mark Edge, or it might be some panel of people, but you would lack the ability in a free society to compel jurors into a courtroom, so it would be hard to get people who are just completely impartial to the dispute. You'd have to have an outside agency, I think, to act as an arbiter, and that would probably be done by contract or through your insurance company.
In The Moon is a Harsh Mistress, Heinlein envisions paying jurors, and I believe Rothbard also talked about a professional juror class. Now, Heinlein, it was just going out on the street and saying, we'll pay you $50 to mediate this, or to help mediate this dispute, and
that would be better than what they currently do, which sometimes when they don't have enough in a jury pool, they'll go on the street and just kidnap people and then take them to the court. Hey, thanks, nobody, for the call tonight. Let's talk to Straight Razor in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Straight Razor.
Hello, gentlemen. So hey. I heard you were talking about defining the law, and as you guys probably know, I actually work in law enforcement.
But, okay. Sorry to hear that.
What do you do?
I'm just a standard officer. But as far as defining the law and what I believe it should be is the only law that should be enforced is the only time law should be enforced is when it actually infringes someone else's personal rights.
How do you keep your job then?
Well, the way I see I would keep my job is, for instance, assaults, also your private property.
No, but I mean, as a, if you're presently engaged in the criminal activity of law enforcement, I mean, like, how do you manage to keep your job if you're not enforcing victimless crimes?
It's difficult, to say the least. That's why I call in under a different name.
That's interesting. So you are the kind of person who might look the other way on a lot of different nonviolent, victimless crime offenses?
What I'm attempting to do is to build a network of officers that would do that. In other words, the officers wouldn't respond to certain calls. In other words, I can go, so a certain call comes over. I can either say I'm too far out or I'm out of service, or I can show up and, it's kind of up to the officer's discretion. You know, I can choose not to charge.
That sounds like it would be a really difficult thing to do, would be to build that network of officers, because I would think at some point, you'll come across somebody who's going to snitch you out to the bosses on that one. I would love to talk to you more about it.
That depends on your bosses, too. One thing I wanted to ask you, though, Straight Razor, before you go, is are you a member of either LEAP or Oath Keepers, or what do you think of those?
I wish we had time for it. You can answer yes, but that's about all we have. Yes or no, at this point, that's about all we have time for, Straight Razor.
No, sir.
Not at this time.
Okay. Look them up.
Worth looking into, though, especially law enforcement against prohibition. I think they do some great work. And call in another time. Would love to talk to you further about that plot of yours, Straight Razor. Oh, and by the way, the numbers, pounds of marijuana seized down by 0.5 million on the borders. Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dovey Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.